In the next few lessons, I want to deal with the comfort that God has for His people who suffer affliction, temptations, and fiery trials. I'm going to read what the psalmist said in the 34th chapter. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I'm glad this is not the last verse in this song. He goes on to sing this, "But the Lord delivers him out of them all." Peter said it like this, "The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptation." James says this, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season." Peter again steps in and tells us, "Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season. If need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations." That word manifold means many temptations. Oh, we know the Lord renders to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for the Lord preserves the faithful. The psalmist again says, "I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that you in faithfulness has afflicted me. It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed, because his compassion fails not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." And Paul speaks up and says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it." Peter says, God knows how to deliver. God will make a way. The way you escape temptations and trials, even though they be fiery, is the way that God makes. God is the way maker, the chain breaker, the promise keeper. Many, many have tried to devise their own way of escape from their trials and tribulations and their temptations. Many have tried to figure it all out, not waiting on God to make a way, because God knows how. God is familiar with temptation, with trials. He was tried in all points, even as we was. God knows how. He knows how to make a way. You recall the story of the four Hebrew Jewish boys living down in Chaldean land. They faced an opposition. They faced a trial, a temptation that they could not overcome on their own. The king offered them a way to escape this problem. All that three of them had to do was bow down to the image that the king had made. The king offered them a way out. He gave them a second chance to dance to his music, but they refused the king's way out. Daniel was provided a way out. If only he would just stop praying, Stop praying to God in heaven and pray to the king. That was his way out. The king offered him a way out of this situation, but these four boys refused the way that the king had provided for them, because they knew that God would make a way out of the fiery trials, out of the mouth of the lion. And as sure as I'm talking to you here today, God did provide a way. In the fiery furnace, God was their shield of protection. The fire never kindled against them. And with Daniel in the lion's den, God sent an angel to give those lions what I would call lockjaw. Daniel didn't appear to these lions as an appetizing treat. God has a way to deliver you from those that would destroy you. So I would say, wait upon the Lord. Do the right thing. Trust in Him. Know that He will deliver you. No one who has ever trusted in God has been disappointed with God. We're only disappointed when expectations are not met. But friend, God has gone much further than my expectations or even my imaginations. God has provided more than I could even ask for or imagine, beyond all my expectations. I'd like for you to notice that these four Jewish boys was in this predicament because they worshiped the God of heaven, because they trusted in God. It was because of their faith in their God, their faith in the Jehovah God, the true God of heaven, that brought them to this point in their life. It was because they trusted and worshiped and prayed to the God of heaven that brought them to this crisis in their life. And since their trust in God had brought them to this trial, this testings, they continued to trust God that He would make a way through these trials, through these temptations. God didn't keep the three boys out of the flames or Daniel out of the lion's den. God kept them through the flames, through the lion's den. If you're worshiping God and praying to God has brought you to these trials and temptations in which you are now in, continue to trust Him. If He has brought you to them, He will bring you through them. Trust in Him.